BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, we go round to Grimmy's house to watch a film for Movies Week, and before it, makes an absolute salad in the pub. Real or No Real has Greg James playing today, and I create an awkward moment with Miley Cyrus at the end of an interview. I ask for a photo, but it's on video mode, on purpose. How long can I keep her there for? And innuendo bingo today is a wet one with Daybreak's Laura Tobin.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is Scott. So it's Thursday lunchtime, you're right. Good night round Grimmy's last night as we were educating Grimmy about films. It wasn't just him that was being educated, we know nothing either.
I feel it was more than an education for me last night on a personal level.
Is that because you had to wear makeup and a wig?
Yeah, I mean, that was a first.
Oh, come on, it's not a first.
Well, it is a first, isn't it? What do you mean that's not a first? You know that's a first.
You always wear makeup.
I never wear makeup.
You wear a bit of mascara.
Don't start
all
this.
The time.
No, you were the one persuading me once, saying, you should try this thing. You put this stuff on your eyes. Is that what's that called? Mascara?
Mascara, yeah, just on the tops.
Put that on your eyes.
And makes your eyes pop. So last night we had to watch The Fifth Element, which is really not my kind of film. It's kind of a bit sci-fi, fantasy. So we went around Grimmy's house and ate some popcorn and watched The Fifth Element. It was just nice to have a good catch-up, really. Thank you if you watched along with us. Sadly, I had to leave before the end, so I'll never know what actually happened at the end of The Fifth Element.
Well, I'm sure people
That's all right, I'll live with it.
Yeah, because people can text in plot spoilers. Unless you're planning on watching it maybe...
Yeah, tonight
weekend or
on
something.
Another one of the hottest days of the year.
Mm.
Stay in and watch a film, sure. It's happening tonight at 6 o'clock. You can tweet along with it. 6 p.m. tonight.
It was a nice evening.
It was really nice.
It?
Have we got the pictures of Chris's Lilu?
I don't think we have.
Oh, I think we have.
I don't think we have.
Yes, we have. So, if you've seen The Fifth Element, there's a girl who's got a crazy ginger hair. She's crazy in the film. She looks mad. And we kind of dressed you up as her. And it was uncanny. We'll put it on the Radio 1 Twitter now. Do you not think that anyone took pictures of that? Of course they did.
Oh, they haven't all?
Yeah, of course they have. At BBC R1, I also tried the wig on and looked like Mary Portis off of Mary Queen of Shots.
Yes.
Not the look I was going for, but I do look like Mary rather than Lilu.
Mm.
Anyway.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
After Grimmy's last night, I gave Chris a lift home, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was telling you about the witch that was outside my house two nights ago.
Yes, this is amazing.
Right, so I got home the night before last, and there was a woman. Well, no, I didn't see a woman at first. I just saw one of those, you know, those tartan shopping trolleys off of Grands that they kind of wheel around. I saw one of those at the kind of little gate to my house, and I was like, what's that doing there? It looked like it was on its own. And then on further inspection, I saw somebody kind of scurrying by it, like kind of trying to get something out of the granny shopping trolley.
Didn't you think it was an animal at first?
At first I thought it was a pet, but it was just a very small lady with scarves all over her head and her body. And then she was kind of crouched down by the shopping trolley. I went, you're right there. She went, oh, sorry, I'm in your way. But she had an orange curtain covering her face. Like, so you couldn't see her face. That's pretty freaky, right? That's out of horror
it's
films.
It's really weird. Yeah.
And then for the next 2 hours, because I was watching outside the window, she just wheeled the shopping trolley up and down the street, still with the orange veil over her face. So that was the witch I was telling you about on the way home outside my house. And then we went to a petrol station. I got some steaks, some grill steaks for dinner.
Mm.
Just filling you in on my life, listeners. And then what happened?
Well, then what happened is we walked outside the petrol station. There was a sort of people carrier cab and the doors opened and out stepped a man that I thought I recognised. I was like, where do I recognise him from?
He had white hair
and I suddenly realised who it was, and it was Mr. Hudson.
It wasn't Mr.
who
Hudson.
Was from Mr. Hudson the Library, but
made a song with Kanye West. What's that other one? Supernova.
Yeah, and I feel like taking that one.
Mr. Hudson. Clearly not him. At least 20 years too old to be Mr. Hudson.
Right, it was definitely him.
So it wasn't.
Anyway, we were
and
going...
And he's like, oh, he's in one of those people carriers that pop stars have. It must be him.
Well, that as well. But so what we did is we went back to your car and we had to drive past said cab. Now, Mr. Hudson had gone in to, I don't know, buy some crisps or whatever he was doing. And so Scott lines up his car next to the cab, winds down his window,
and says to the cab driver,
"Booking for Hudson, I assume."
Booking for Hudson? Just to see if it was Mr. Hudson. The bloke just looks at me and goes, "What?"
Yeah,
and drive off. So now we'll never know. Well, and then you tweeted Mr. Hudson going, "Hello, were you just at a petrol station? We think we've just seen you."
I'll tell you the exact truth. I tweeted him, "Me and Scott Mills were just wondering if we just spotted you at a petrol station. The driver of your cab wouldn't tell us."
Yeah. Taxi for Mr. Hudson, is it? What? Did you get any reply?
No, still no reply.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Daybreak's Laura Tobin. Hiya.
good morning.
Good morning. She's so used to saying it.
Good start.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Do you sometimes, even like when you first wake up in the morning, because you have to be so cheery on TV, like, "Good morning"?
Never. Always. I'm always happy. I don't know why.
I know. You're so cheery in the morning.
And particularly when it's so sunny in the morning. That's, I know, really nice.
Well, people love you when the weather's like this because they think you invent the weather.
I know. So this last 2 weeks has been the only 2 weeks where everyone's like, "Oh, I love you now." Really? People actually like, "I've got a wedding coming up in about 3 weeks. Will it be this?" Or, "I'm looking to go on holiday next month. Where should I go and where is it going to be sunny?" It's too far away.
Yeah. No. I only know the UK, love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how's everyone at Daybreak? How's lovely Lorraine?
Good, good.
Aled?
Al is lovely, yeah.
Isn't he?
So
really,
you know, Lorraine's played this game as well.
I know.
Not that long ago.
She's a proper legend, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Mm. In every sense.
Yeah, she really is. She got wet through on that, actually, didn't she?
I know.
Yeah.
I've bought a change of everything with her.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Good. You're wearing a lovely summer dress. I don't want to ruin that.
You won't be ruining it.
Oh, yeah, it'd be him.
By proxy.
It's kind of my fault. Well, thank you very much for doing this today. So, did you see Thomas Schaffernacker's one last week on video?
I saw Shuffle Pants' one, yeah.
Shuffle Pants?
Is that your name for him?
Yeah.
Is that like a sort of inside thing, like, no, you weather people?
It's nice.
I think, yeah, that's just weather code.
Weather code, Shuffle Pants.
Like, even though you're on different channels, do all weather people hang out together?
All weather people know all weather people.
Do they?
Honestly, because most people have trained with them at office, or they've been in a region, or they know somebody who knows somebody, so everyone knows everyone. And all we do is actually talk about weather all the time.
Really?
Honestly, all the time.
That's awesome. Can we come to one of you? Like, can we come to your Christmas weather do?
Mm. Go on then.
Can we come to the pub with you all?
If there was, a Christmas weather do, it'd just be me. It'd be rubbish. Yeah. Me and Alex.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. But do you not all meet up together? Just like all the weather people as a whole, sort of.
Yeah. Tom had, a party last weekend, but I couldn't go.
Oh, awesome. We need to get into the circle, the weather circle.
Yeah, go on then.
That's what it's like. It's like the magic circle with magicians.
Yeah.
You know, they all meet up and have a big lunch.
Can you imagine?
And we all carry umbrellas.
And there's like Lucy Verasami in the corner with some Prosecco.
Yeah.
You got you there drinking...
Pims.
Who's like the big hero? Would that be Michael Fish?
My favourite's Ian McCaskill. I love Ian McCaskill.
Now, who's he?
He had
a really funny voice.
Hello. Was that him?
Yeah, that was him, yeah.
He's a weather forecaster from back in the day. Would he still be at the party having a beer?
He'd be there for sure.
Oh, wow.
He'd be the first in and last out.
Where's Carol Kirkwood? She's drinking the white wine. Where's she? Is she at the party?
I bet she's rowing down the river. She'll probably arrive on her boat, giving us a little roar wave.
She's the high priestess of weather.
Yeah.
So, Laura Tobin, we are going to play Innuendo Bingo in just a moment. There's a couple of rules. Don't use your hands. If it's flying out of your mouth, don't try and stop it. Eye contact between you two has to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play in a minute. We're going to turn on the cameras so you'll be able to see Laura playing Innuendo Bingo. Aren't you tired by now?
No.
Are you not?
No, not
What
tired.
Time did you get up?
Today I got up at 4:30, so a bit of a lie-in.
Lush. Nice. Oh, so that's a lie-in?
Yeah, I get up at 3:30 normally.
Ew.
Treat yourself.
Well,
this
is going to
wake you up.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Today, playing Innuendo Bingo is Laura Tobin off ITV's Daybreak. She normally tells you the weather, and it's you that gets rained on, but not today. Are you ready for it? You said you were nervous a minute ago.
Yeah, I am really nervous.
But why? That's what a Shuffle Pants said.
I know. I don't know. It's just, I guess, because it's just out of my control, and that's weird.
You're on now. This is happening.
This is happening.
Let us know if you're watching for the first time today. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, make today your first time. You can even do it on your phone. Just head to the Radio 1 website now, on your phone or on your computer. Ben in Nottingham is tuning in, only listening, on his week holiday in Menorca, especially for Laura.
Excellent.
On Bingo. Yes. Neil in the laboratory in Newcastle says the only reason the weather presenters meet up is to decide what the weather's going to be like for the next few weeks. We all know that. That's true. You sit there and plan it, don't you?
We've been lazy lately. We haven't had very many meetings.
I know. Ed from Newarket says, I would have thought that all the weather people would have a massive fight like the newsreaders and Anchorman rather than being friends.
No.
No, it seems like a friendly kind of place. And also, the Trojan boys in the garden in Beaconsfield, enjoying heat wave warning level 3, watching innuendo bingo. Didn't it not used to be called hot? What's this level 3 thing about?
It just basically says, if you're really old or really young, be careful.
Okay, cool. Right, so it's kind of a warning.
A warning, yeah. Okay. What to do.
All right, cool. Right, so we're playing Thursday's Innuendo Bingo. If you're watching for the first time, text me on 81199 or tweet me at BBCR1. Might give it a little mention. Laura Tobin, take the first sip of water into your mouth,
cheeks.
Please. Yes. Fill your cheeks. Here we go.
I just want to say, I know we're not allowed props and clothes and things like that, but I have got something, if I'm allowed to.
Oh,
what's this?
Hello, what are these?
I think they might protect me.
So,
Are these goggles?
Got can you see them? Ready? Right. Ready?
Oh, I need something.
It's going to help. I've got a good feeling it's going to help.
That's brilliant.
Is that noise going to be really annoying, though?
Possibly.
I think leave them on for the first one, see how you go. I like that. So, like,
this is ridiculous.
A pair of blue glasses with actual wipers on, like you'd have on a car windscreen.
Wiper blades.
Like watch them now on the Radio 1 website. They're brilliant. They go fast, don't they? It's like it's heavy rain kind
of
setting.
Them, ever since I bought them, I haven't needed them. It's been sunny.
You will now.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, take the water into your mouth. This is weird. First, we go to Daybreak. Can I just ask, is Aled always this forward with you, Laura?
Yes, indeed. Good luck. It's 27 minutes past 7. The question I never thought I'd be asking Laura, are you a snorter or a squealer?
Well, I'm not a sprayer, that's for sure.
Those glasses are great, aren't they?
They didn't really help very much. That Aled, oh my God, he's got so much to answer for.
Wow.
They make your eyes look very, very big. Like it's...
Can you turn off the wipers now? That's it.
Just give them a wipe every
Is
now
it just
and then.
One touch and the wipers turn off?
On.
We need some of them.
So good, I want them.
And
well, I'm not a sprayer, that's for sure.
And flashing lights, what's not to like?
Yeah, incredible.
More water, please. I liked your reply to that, to Aled.
Well, I'm not a sprayer, that's for sure.
Over to the end of Danny Howard's show as he hands over to Trevor Nelson. And Danny's producer has found a novel way to make him stop talking.
It's Abu Dhabi outside, man! It's unbelievable!
Well, I'm getting the finger now, so I'm going to have to play a tune.
No hands. Yeah. Gradual spurting from Tobin and almost fell over in her chair.
I'm going to take these glasses off because they're not helping.
They're not helping you, but they look great.
No, but they were brilliant.
Yeah.
They're
so 2 minutes
ago.
Yes, of course.
People are loving your glasses who are watching on the website. Yeah, the wiper glasses are fantastic, says Vicky.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
They weren't.
I couldn't resist watching for the first time. Loving the glasses, says Jill. Well, thanks there to Danny Howard.
Well, I'm getting the finger now.
Dave in Rochester spotted that one. Back over to our favourite play on Radio 4 Extra next. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. And lovely play.
There is something a little bit impertinent about it, I think. Watching every moment of their private lives.
Oh, you'd soon forget your scruples if you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
It's just the shock as the water hits Laura Tobin's face. It's cold, isn't it?
It's not warm.
No. It's one of our favourites from that play on Radio 4.
If you could watch your own little tits getting bigger.
Part of a conversation there about filming birds in their nests, of course. Over. More water, please.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Over to the High Priestess of Weather Now on a rival channel, Carol Kirkwood, on BBC Breakfast. And poor Carol's been getting some unwanted attention. This is today.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Oh,
Carol Godlower.
Carol?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below.
Thank you, Sarah, who emailed that one in. Who's wettest so far?
Laura.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
It is. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was hot before.
Yeah. Over once again to Jonathan Agnew now on Test Match Special. And here, Jonathan asking Phil Tufnell a very personal question.
It was a great feeling, I think, coming through here, Tuffers. I mean, did the members rise for you when you were walking out the back?
Why are you getting my face every time?
What's that?
Oh, that's a good one.
Francesca from Nottingham's watching for the first time. So is Hugh in his garden in Aylesbury watching.
The thing is, the more I think about it, the amount of times I've been caught out where you've got the weather wrong, and then I never get it wrong.
You're just not listening
properly.
I've
been in the rain. It's only fair you experience this slightly.
I never get it wrong, darling.
I never get it wrong, just anywhere you live.
Ellie and Catherine are watching in Milton Keynes. So is Elliot. I'm loving this. Big up Laura Tobin. Thank you there to Agnew.
Did the members rise for you?
Oh.
And thank you to Rick for sending that one in. Okay, more water, please. Can't hold it in. What's that noise? What is that, Laura Tobin?
I'm just trying not to laugh.
Okay. Sorry. Try again. More water.
I don't know where that noise came from. Can I have another cup, please? Mm-hmm. Thanks. I can't get the giggles. I think I might start crying.
Don't cry. Are we ready? Back out onto the decking now as we cross to Grand Designs Australia.
So this is what it's all about.
What happened there? The strangest noise I've ever heard. From a human. She's got the giggles
now. You started dribbling.
I know.
Sometimes it just wheezes out of his mouth, so just ignore that. Grand Designs Australia, we're back out onto the decking again.
So this is what it's all about.
This is it.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael.
I think I might have actually had taken some of that water in my mouth and took a breath in as you spat it in my face.
Always best, though, I think, if you are going to go on Grand Designs, to have a bigger as deck as possible.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael.
Are you okay? You're very wet.
Yeah, I am. It's fine. Actually, we haven't had a shower today, so we're good.
I don't mind. I don't mind people not having a shower before, because I think we kind of help them out.
Yeah.
Do you want one free go? I won't take water on this one. Level it up.
Soak him.
Yeah.
Over to.
I'll wear the glasses on this one.
Coronation Street. Katie in Liverpool was watching Corrie on Tuesday, and was taken aback by this vivid description of Roy Cropper in bed.
It's a rare night he's lying next to me without some oversized page turner in his hand.
Okay, try then. All right. Try again with BBC Watchers Graham Seaman.
Have we got it blowing bubbles yet?
No, not yet.
Because I've seen some random number generators that actually blow bubbles, so I like all the frills, so if you can work that, that would be lovely. If not, just stand there and blow yourself.
Work, they work.
Really? They're great.
You're not even wet.
They look good, the glasses. And thank you to Graham there from BBC Wiltshire.
Lovely. If not, just stand there and blow yourself.
Okay, we're going to Hollyoaks next. Got your water there?
Mm-hmm.
And here's some life lessons from Tony. And Tony has got his rod out. Okay, she's gone again. Just saying, he's did a bit of fishing, so... When you're ready, on your own time.
That's not what it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually lost the plot now. Here we go.
So you want me to teach you how to fish?
You know, there's nothing like the pull on your rod when a hungry one bites down on your back.
We got about 100 emails about that one.
You know, there's nothing like the pull on your rod when a hungry one bites down on your bait. Mm.
Yeah.
Water.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to give her a Dale Winton, haven't we?
Oh, please.
She's a newbie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? over to the National Lottery. In it to win it, Dale Winton here.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Love, Dale.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Okay. Over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show now. And who remembers this unexpected admission from Nick Grimshaw earlier in the week?
Kevin and Perry Go Large.
Never seen it. Interested,
really?
Though.
Love it. Love
very,
it.
Very interested.
Snatch.
I have seen Snatch.
All right.
Okay. How are you feeling, Nora? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure? Okay. Finally, over to BBC Five Live's equestrian correspondent. Now, I'm sorry, I've worked for the BBC for many, many years, but I've never been asked to do anything like this. Listen to this.
Well, how would you describe your mood initially? Sceptical?
I sort of felt like I was ever so slightly being, asked to go and put my finger in the dike.
We've broken her.
Well done.
Well done, Laura. That was great.
That was brilliant. I was really worried I wouldn't actually find anything funny because I might not get it.
You were good.
You were really good. So that was today's Thursday Innuendo Bingo featuring...
Well, I'm not a sprayer, that's for sure.
And...
Well, I'm getting the finger now.
And...
If you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
And...
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Thank you for listening, thank you for watching, and thank you, Laura Tobin. Are you back on the telly tomorrow?
Thank you for having me, yes. I'll be back doing weather tomorrow.
Okay.
Still going to be hot and sunny.
Hot and sunny. Hot and sunny.
Down from the south.
Down from the south. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I quite like it that 30 degrees or thereabouts is kind of becoming normal now. I'm kind of getting used to it. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I could live here. In weather like this.
I could live here. Live here.
I know, but I could live here, like, if it was 30 degrees all the time, I consider being here for the rest of my life.
Now, do you know what? I like it as long as it's, like, a defined time. Do you know what I mean? I think what's nice about this, we all know it's going to end at some point.
Yeah, like 2 weeks.
But you know what? We can just enjoy it now. It seems a bit regular at the moment.
I know, that's the thing. You can actually plan something for a change.
Yeah.
Like, if you say to your mate, oh, let's have a barbecue in 2 days' time, chances are it might actually happen and not be rained off.
Yeah.
This is all new. This has never happened before.
Like, I just asked Laura Tobin while she was there, it was sneaky. I thought, is it wrong to ask for a little personal weather forecast?
I'm sure she gets it every second of the day.
But she assures me it's not going to snow or anything in the next couple of days.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
So just really go and enjoy it.
Yeah, have fun. Go to the beach. Get some mates round. Have a barbecue.
Do you know what every workplace is doing at the moment? Is a game of rounders.
I know.
The email goes round.
Uh-huh. Yep. There's. Are we talking about the same company that we both have associations with?
Yeah.
Yep. Rounders match this afternoon. Do some work!
Exactly, they're finishing work early for it.
Oh. I'm sure they have a great time.
I reckon there's so many businesses that an email has gone round saying about the whole company, go to the park, and generally it'll be rounders.
I take that back. They work very hard.
They do.
And actually, fair play. It's like, it's not going to be like this for much longer, so...
And also, I am enjoy your rounders turning up at some point. So
oh, no, don't
nice
turn up.
No?
No. No, because you're just... You'll just...
spoil it.
You'll mock them.
Why would I mock
them? You will mock them, because that's what you like to do. If people aren't very good at sport, you like to go around there and laugh at them, and that's not very nice. You're the kind of person I hated at school.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I'd never pick you for my team.
No, you wouldn't. That's exactly it. And I would be last to be picked, and you'd be one of the ones laughing. So don't go to the rounders match, please. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so who do you want to play in the bingo? Casey from Halifax feels it's only right that... Rick Stein off of Miguel Pujol.
Oh, the king of Majordan lardy cake.
Miguel Pujol and Rick Stein come on to play in
the
bingo.
He's a hero. I love Rick Stein.
He's good, isn't he?
Right, I've got into that show that he does, the one where he's going around India tasting curries.
Yeah, that's a show on TV.
I love it.
It's just him tasting curry, is it, or making it?
But I've never done travelling or anything like that. You know, like people do get... I feel like I'm travelling. I feel I've done it. Through Rick Stein.
What, so no need to go to India now?
No, I don't think so, because Rick Stein's done it.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He's just literally going around the place eating curries.
A lot cheaper, isn't it? A lot cheaper. Like, just watch a program about someone going to Thailand. Don't need to go there.
Done.
No gap year for you. Jesse J playing Inuit Bingo would be hilarious, says Becca. Also, could you please get Madonna on? Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem. That's from Noel.
Can we record you calling, asking, though?
Yeah, it's this thing where they spit water at each other. Now, Louis Walsh is a good one. He wouldn't know what to do, would he? Why have we never thought of him before?
That's a great idea.
What I'll do is I'll text him, because what he always does is text back like a granddad in capitals, and I'll ask him.
Does he do like what my dad did and write everything all in one word, because he thought it was charged per word, not
Louis doesn't have any punctuation either. The thing is, I just have to say it was for an interview about the X Factor, and then when he comes in, explain. Because if I said it at the time, he'd be like, oh, no, Scott, I'm not doing any of that.
Or none of that.
I don't like it. So maybe we'll get him in, and then we'll explain as we go along. Like, don't tell him before. That's okay. The only way we'll get him to play. Carol Kirkwood on Inuit Bingo. We're asking that question right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was in early today to meet Miley Cyrus, who I'd never met before.
It was quite weird when I turned up here at work and saw you already there.
I was like, morning!
Yeah,
it's kind of odd. What are you doing here? I know. And I did an interview for the official chart show, which you can hear in a couple of weeks, and see as well. She was on really good form, actually. What a nice lady. I've never met her before. And I thought we'd have a photo taken at the end, just on my phone. But I wanted to make it awkward, just to make it fun. You know sometimes when people go to take a picture and it's on video mode?
Yeah.
So what you get is, it's normally someone's mum or dad that's taken the photo, and it's like, oh, hang on. Oh, it's on video.
Oh, how do you take this off?
Oh, hang on. How do you take the video off? And they spend ages, and all you get is a video of two people looking awkward as they're posing for the photo for ages. Like, but you get it on a video.
Yeah.
Because they can't work it. So I thought, how long can I keep Miley Cyrus with me thinking that we're taking a photo when it's actually on video?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, she's not in on this, and the producer of the show, Will, was taking the picture on my phone. But it was on video mode.
Also, okay? Because what you do, obviously, when you take a picture, you like you hold a pose.
For ages, yeah. So I'm just saying, how long can I get Miley Cyrus to hold this awkward, we're about to have a photo pose? How long can I keep her there before she goes? Guess?
I don't know.
How many seconds?
It wouldn't take much for it to start being awkward. I'm saying 8 seconds.
Because you have to stand there in silence as well.
Yeah.
With your arm around this person. Only in this case, it was Miley Cyrus. So we're posing for the photo, but it's on video mode.
Both smiling.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, we're on. Okay, so.
Ready?
Okay,
here we go.
Okay. Ready?
Okay, so she thinks he's taking the photo. Still not on.
It's all right, one more.
No.
Is it working? Sorry, that was a video, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Right,
ready?
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, here we are.
30 seconds so far.
This is getting weird.
Still posing, still smiling.
Security.
You looking forward to the roll, baby?
Yep.
Okay, that's one last one.
It's a lot of pics. This is turning into a photo
shoot. Is it still on video? is that?
Video there.
Right. Yeah.
50 seconds of us just smiling and awkwardly looking at the camera, but it's on video.
This is so much better than a photo as well. I think everyone should just start doing this.
I've got that on my phone forever now. Us doing an awkward photo pose, but actually on video.
Sorry, that was a video, actually.
She must get that all the time. Sorry, it's not working.
I like your small talk with that tone there, royal baby there.
You don't know what to say, do you? Because obviously I set up this situation. I knew it was going to be on video.
Yeah.
But when you're in the moment, it's just silence. So you do say things like...
You're looking forward to the royal baby?
Yep.
Where did that come from?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Why don't we talk about the bloke in the pub just before?
Oh, my word.
Wow. You know when you're sat next to someone in a pub and you're like, you are an absolute salad. This happened yesterday.
The stuff I was texting you, you went away for 5 minutes, and the stuff I was texting you...
You were just sat there next to him. There's always someone, well, not always, but a lot of times you overhear someone in the pub and go, I've got to write this down. Like, who? Seriously, who is this guy?
So we're in this pub, and it's most people are sitting outside because it's quite hot. And there's this guy that we've ended up sitting next to. And he's very loud,
really posh, and really loud.
Yeah, and he wants everyone to know.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ordering a beer. I've got massive sunglasses on, and my gut is slightly sticking out of my shirt.
Yeah, and he's talking to the bar girl, who seems to have been sort of cornered.
You know when bar ladies are too polite to the staff to just say, I'm really bored of talking to you. I've got to go and serve. And this guy was rambling on to her for ages.
He was I learned that he was a movie producer.
I'm a movie producer.
He was exactly like this. And I just sat there desperately trying not just to ignore him, but trying not to say something to it, or just saying to the girl, just go.
Just leave him. Just, I know you work here, but you don't have to listen to this. What was he saying?
He was a movie producer.
I'm a movie producer. I used to be an actor.
I'll lend you a film. And I'll tell you what, if you just make sure you give it back, but come to Brighton. He's inviting her to Brighton. I'm just like, oh, mate.
It's really embarrassing.
And then she eventually does leave. First thing he needs to do then is take out his phone, ring someone, calls Steve. I'm not going to say the boat's name. It's so-and-so.
So we've got the 25 grand we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he started talking about the car that he was just saying. He's like, I think
the Maserati is going to be ready by Friday.
And this isn't an exaggeration. It was just... And what are you meant to say to someone? Because it's not my place to say to him, just shut up.
Quite a few people, including Ben and Milton Keynes, have been on, wanting to know what we mean by salad. Why did you call the posh bloke a salad? It's our new favourite insult, and I actually got it from... looking at Example's Twitter, where he was just, he was just slagging off students, basically, and called one of them a salad. Shut it, you salad. So that's what it means. It's kind of, you idiot, Ben, if you're in the dark. This guy that we were sat next to in the pub, 100% tossed salad. He was a Niçoise salad. Definitely.
Yeah. The Scott
Mills Daily. Okay, real or no real. 3:40 with Greg James today. Right, I was in my car the other day when you were playing that. It's actually making my teeth hurt. It's really like... my fillings are having terrible trouble with the bass.
You better turn the bass down.
I know, but I like it bassy.
You need to remove the subwoofer from your boot.
You're a subwoofer.
Remove your subwoofer.
Yeah, I'll remove yours. Is your
car lowered?
What?
Have you the suspension lowered? I reckon you've got rims that go backwards when you go forwards.
That was my old car.
He has got the most incredible setup for what is an electric car.
It's not an electric car!
The speakers in it are just something else.
Right, seriously, you will not hear the last of that, because it is not an electric car.
Is it? 90 miles to the gallon, the joke's on you.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Shall we play a bit of real?
Is it got good MPG?
Look, I don't even know what you're talking about. It's not electric. And that's the last time you're ever getting a lift home. I just say.
It does 5,000 miles per watt.
I just plug it in at the end of the day. Got a charger in the garage.
Okay, then. So, are these facts real or no real?
The flag of the United States was designed by a schoolboy who was only given B- for the project.
Oh, come on. Slightly famous. The US flag, designed by a school pupil, but wasn't too keen, the teacher.
There are better flags. There's better ones, aren't there?
Like what?
I think the Union flag's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's more complicated.
Yeah, maybe theirs isn't so good. Is that controversial?
Who designs
Japan's
the
quite good.
Japan is
simple,
good.
Simple but striking.
I like Japanese flag.
Someone has designed the flags. At some point, someone has designed it, right? Whether it be a school project or...
Yes?
I don't know.
What's going on?
So anyway, no, I don't think it would have been a school project to make the American flag.
I think it would be. If I was to give that a mark, I would give it a B-.
Okay, kids, today we're going to try and make a flag. And then how does that get to be the actual flag that they use in the country?
B-. That's the same as a C+ as well, so C+ technically.
Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes, it was. It's real.
It's actually real.
Yeah, and the teacher generously bumped the grade up to an A.
How old is the flag? We've been really stupid here.
Two, three hundred years?
It was designed by a child.
It was by a child, yes.
Wow.
Notice it wasn't an A plus, though, only an A, which is interesting. And next, what about this real or no real fact?
John Newman's track, Love Me Again, contains a sample of a Morse code signal that spells out, love me.
No. It does do that bit, doesn't it? Ding, 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 ding. But that's more a guitar thing, isn't it?
But that's, I think that's
Morse code,
Morse code for love me.
Great, so I'll play you the bit in the song if you don't know what I'm talking about. The John Newman track.
Oh, that.
Is that spelling out love me in Morse code? Now, if you don't know what Morse code is, it's a code of beeps that they used to use in the war, which ships used to use to talk to each other.
They still use it.
Don't who Morse code now. You who'd broth
yesterday. Did you just
who
the war?
You just who'd the war.
You can't who the war just because it was old.
No, I was who Morse code. I was who Morse code.
During the Second World War, who?
Yeah, you can't do that. Anyway, so...
I did who broth yesterday.
Yeah.
What? Broth?
Broth.
What, do you mean like soup?
Yeah.
Broth.
I went...
That's a good one.
I said broth, and he went, who? Actually, I think broth is still on in some gastropubs.
Broth? I prefer jus.
Okay, the Morse code thing, I'm saying no real, only because it does the same bit twice, and that wouldn't tap out.
Love me, he's saying.
Yeah, it could be that twice.
They must still use it. Surely they still use Morse code.
I imagine they do.
Air
so therefore
control,
not a who.
Air traffic control.
No, well, you never hear on air traffic control, do you?
Don't know, I'm not in the tower very often.
So, real or no real, John Newman spelling out love me in Morse code on his track.
No real.
Not, that's no real.
That one is no real.
Well made up, though, that one, wasn't it?
Very well made up.
Next.
By the age of 57, the average man wears his trousers just 7 inches below the armpit.
Oh, I can't wait. Won't be long now.
So they go. It goes an inch higher every year. Is that what it is? From what? So
must be.
Just having a look. Got a way to go yet.
So by 57, what are you saying? It's right under the armpit.
Yeah, not far away. Just 7 inches below. Hang on.
7 inches.
That's a bit ridiculous.
I do always tell my dad about that. I always say they're a bit high.
Yeah, maybe Alan. Maybe bring them trousers down a bit.
Just because there's sometimes there's a bit of gap between the ankle and the bottom of the trouser. And you're flying high a little bit there.
Why do the
remember jack-ups
move?
At school?
Jack-ups. Yeah, you just get beat.
Did you?
Why would it be that the trousers move up?
I think it's a waist thing.
Why is that happening?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I think that the older man just tends to pull them up more.
Mm. Also, the thing about when you get older... Is there a point when we're all suddenly just one day wake up and put a suit and tie on?
All the time.
Old people wear shirt and tie quite a lot.
I saw a guy...
Just suddenly wear a suit
and tie. Yeah, all the time. There's a guy walking down my road yesterday, it was like when I got home, so it was like 5 o'clock, blazing sunshine, old guy, suit and tie. I don't think he was particularly going anywhere special.
For example, do you think if One Direction get to 80, they'll still be wearing high tops?
No.
And Zayn will still be doing his hair?
No. I don't think so.
So they'll all be in suit and tie.
At some point, it'll come that they will be in a suit and tie.
The trouser thing's hard to measure, though, I think. It can't be as accurate as that, so I'm going to say no real.
We sound like having such a serious discussion. You go, no, the trouser thing is difficult to measure.
I think, yes, it is.
Like Radio 4.
I know. Real or no real?
I'm going to say that's no real.
Chris?
Yeah, no real.
That one is real.
I can't wait.
Can't measure that.
And
when The One Show was moved from BBC One to BBC Two recently to make way for Wimbledon coverage, a new version of the theme tune was commissioned. But the lyrics changed from 1-1 to 2-2.
Didn't think of this.
That was the talk of Glastonbury, you know. That was on site of Glastonbury. That was the talk of Glastonbury that night, because it was the Friday night when Glastonbury was launching on telly, and it was this big thing. They were like, "Oh my God, Glastonbury's on BBC One. The One Show is live from Glastonbury on BBC One." And the tennis went over. They went, "Actually, I'm going to put you on to BBC Two." And everyone went, "Oh my God, I can't believe it."
So I imagine the theme tune went 2-2-2.
Two.
at the Two Show?
Is it? Don't know. Is it?
Unless they got a live band in to do it, unless the Rolling Stones did it live, I don't think that happened.
Yeah.
So was the one show called The One Show on one, or because it was on two, did it become The Two Show?
No, no real.
I think they called it The One Show on Two.
That one is No Real.
No, no, they stuck to the original name.
There was no time to make a new theme tune.
I know. And at the end of that, Real or No Real?
I scored 20, Greg scored 30.
Yes, get in, son. Yes. Yeah.
Get in that electric car, son.
Right, I'm not having this anymore. It's not an electric car.
Right. Also,
nearly the end of the show, actually.
If you tried to tell the nation that I had a Bluetooth headset, then if you're going to do that, then I'm going to say that you've got an electric car.
I forgot about that.
Lynn!
On the way back from Glastonbury, I was talking to you because I was late for the show, and you went, oh, you're on your Bluetooth headset, are you? I haven't got a Bluetooth headset. I'm not a taxi driver.
I haven't got an electric car.
Or 50.
You have.
Tomorrow on the show, we will speak to Harry Styles at 1:45 and play Best Song Ever for the first time on Radio 1 by One Direction. 1:45, and then we'll play it again after 3:30. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.